WSCU-445 monitoring mobile. Last transmission was broke up, couldn't understand.
Donald, you around this morning?
WSCU-445.
WRCY-575 from WRUU-850.
WRCY-565 is here. Good morning. Happy Monday. And what a game Saturday.
Hey, yesterday you were talking to somebody about some changes and something. You said you'll see how see what it brings. And I didn't catch who you were talking about. Something, you know what I'm referring to was last night.
Was I talking to Brian 966, the great digger guy?
I don't remember specifically who, but yeah, it was late for you on a Sunday night. And you were talking about some changes at some organization or something. I wasn't sure if it was racing or football or what. Anyhow, I didn't quite catch who you were, what you were talking about, but it sounded like there were some big changes.
Just some changes I'm making, you know, across the board in 2025. I mean, you know, I want to make 2025 my last year, full year of officiating, and if I could knock that out, but I don't even recall it. I must have just been in zombie mode when I talked to him, because the last person I remember talking to was Brian from Chrysler / Grave Digger guy that I was sitting with. The end of the table the last time we were at Ramshorn, the last time we were there, and you know, that was about it.
I don't know. I caught the middle of it. It sounded like somebody, I don't know, somebody died or they got fired or something. There's going to be a mix-up in the program or something like that. And so you wait to see how, you know, what's going to happen or something. I don't know. Whatever. I guess I don't know what I was hearing.
Well, somebody died, but they died back in June, and I just found out about it Wednesday before Thanksgiving. I was going to go to a concert Friday night in Royal Oak. I was here home on Friday, and I was going to go to a concert, and I found out that my niece's, my sister's ex-husband / niece's husband, who plays in a local band, found out that my sister's ex-husband passed away in June, and my sister didn't even tell me. And I was close to, his name was Jeff, and he was my best man at my wedding, and we used to work together in the days of Farmer Jack's, blah, 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 blah. I don't know, like I said, I was probably rambling too, because I was just tired, and I still have to unpack my backpack from the weekend, and I didn't even... I'm talking on my GMRS radio because I forgot to put my other radio in the charger. I got home, I put it on the counter, went to put it in the charger, dropped it off on my desk on the charger, and I forgot to put it in the charger because I got distracted doing something else. So, yeah, I'm still like semi-horizontal and vegetating right now with a cup of coffee, my second cup of coffee. So, yeah, whatever. If, you know, that's about it.
Well, if you were talking about that, then maybe that's it. like I said, it was definitely something you were talking to, I don't know if it was Brian or not. Like I said, I caught the conversation kind of mid-sentence, and something you said, I was going to chime in, I was going to ask who you're referring to, and I didn't. I probably should have done it then while it was fresh in your mind. So maybe it was that, who knows. All right, anyhow, just making the final final mile here to work, so.
Do you have your Starbucks? Because without that on a Monday after a holiday, you better get yourself, not a double shot. I think you get it. You would probably get a triple shot or a quad shot. You never know what you're going to walk into on a Monday after a holiday. All right. Well, like I said, I'm rambling and slap happy from the weekend, and I'm still not, like I say, caught up yet. So. All right, you have a great week, and I'll be around. I'll be back on amateur this afternoon once my radio gets charged up, and so on and so forth. And just have a good week, and if I don't see you or talk to you, I'll show up on Saturday. Bye. WRCY 565, we are clear for now.
All right. We'll catch you later. Just making the final approach here. WRU 850.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
WRFV 702 monitoring.
Good morning, Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
Well, good morning. Good morning, 810. How are we doing on this fine, fine, chilly day? Yeah, I definitely heard that. What's your location, by the way? I'm over here east of Frankenmuth here in the Thumb.
So, okay, you're not terribly far. I'm over here just south of Saginaw, headed into Saginaw right now.
Oh, copy that, Saginaw, yeah. Well, must be working today, huh?
I work overnight. I got some appointments and stuff to do today, and actually I got a couple days off, so trying to cram everything in there.
Sounds like you got my schedule. I work the graveyard shift myself, and I get Sunday nights and Monday nights off, so this is my weekend, too. I got some appointments. I'm supposed to go get my oil changed, and I got to go get a blood draw from my friendly local doctor, so fun, fun, fun.
I work graveyard Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then I do a turnaround on Sunday and do a second shift on Sunday, and then off Monday, Tuesday. So I need to rethink all these appointments on my days off. It feels like I'm just wasting them.
Sounds like you do security guard work or something. That's what I'm doing.
No, I do a night audit at a hotel.
Oh, yeah, copy that. Yeah, they do a lot of them turnaround shifts where I work, too. I work in Saginaw there at the Michigan Sugar Factory.
Make sure nobody steals all that sugar, huh?
Yeah, you'd be surprised, some of the jokers we get trying to get into that place. But, yeah, got to keep America's sugar supply up and run and keep all them diabetics happy.
Well, thank you for your service.
Roger that. What hotel do you work at, may I ask?
Baymont over in Bridgeport.
Oh, roger that. Yep. That's not a bad place. Not bad at all.
We keep it pretty tight around there. We don't really have any issues. I mean, once in a while you're going to get a knucklehead, but, you know, you're on the outskirts of Saginaw, so what do you expect?
Yeah, that's true, too. Bridgeport's not what it used to be. But, yeah, you're going to get knuckleheads wherever you go, I suppose. Nothing new.
I used to manage two hotels down in Indiana that was right in the middle of Crackville, USA. So, you know, pretty much anything that happens up here, you know, I can handle it without an ounce of problem.
Nothing like experience, you know, that's just it. You know, experience makes a difference.
Yeah, it definitely does. My experience has always just been, it's, you know, no matter what somebody's doing, no matter how bad they're acting, how you treat them is going to depend on, you know, that's going to be dependent on what the outcome is going to be. When I was in Indiana, oftentimes people started getting a little out of control, were doing a little bit too much, and, you know, you just go talk to them and just tell them, hey, you know, this is what's going on, this is what's going to happen, you know, just kind of giving you guys a heads up, or I'll work with you kind of a thing, even if you don't really like what they're doing, and, you know, most of the time they respect that, and, you know, when it gets too much, to, you know, you tell them they'll go about their business, and that's pretty much the end of it.
Yeah, it sounds like the training they give us, too. You just kind of talk to them calmly, talk to them one-on-one, treat them like a respectful human being, try not to talk down to them, and try to de-escalate.
That's really what it is, and, you know, I mean, in your position, I don't know if you have other people working in your capacity on your shift or not, but at least have people around, you know, in the hotel industry, oftentimes, you know, you're there by yourself, you ain't got nobody to have your back for you.
No, we usually run two-man teams, so there's always someone there, got your back. We're not allowed to carry any kind of weapons, of course. We're not police. We're there to observe and report and try to deter. But mostly it's just kids, you know, dinking around. This summer, when it was hot out, kids are running the streets. You'd be surprised that all nights and hours that these kids run. I don't know where parents are, but they're out there at all hours.
According to the internet, parents are leaving their kids to go run out of state to meet people on Hinge and all these other things.
Yep, my parenting's gone out the window from what it was when I grew up.
Well, when I grew up, you know, I don't know how old you are, but I just turned 54. We were allowed to run around, but it was a different kind of running around than what it is today. You know, you're running around with other kids, and you're going to the park or the playground or the schoolyard or whatever to go play, and then you come home. You know, nowadays it's just run around and cause trouble.
Yeah, I just turned 63, so yeah, I know what you mean. We were allowed to run around the neighborhood. I grew up in town, and we were allowed to run around until the street lights came on. That was around in the summer, of course, around 9-ish. So, yep, again.
Sometimes we weren't even allowed to come home until the street lights came on. Nowadays, my six-year-old throws a fit if the internet goes down for 30 seconds.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. I got three grandkids myself, and I always ask, don't you guys ever go outside and play? They'd really sit there and play on their devices, you know?
I hate it. That's one of my biggest pet peeves.
Yeah, I heard that. It's a new world. I'll tell you, it's, you used to have to drag us back in the house, you know, but it's just the opposite nowadays.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm all for them having a little bit of time, you know, to just kind of unwind and relax and get lost in their own little worlds. I know I enjoy it, so I don't want to deprive them of that, but, you know, I think 3-4 hours a day is way too excessive.
Yeah, I give them an hour or two in the evening, maybe an hour or two morning tops. I agree. There's much more to this world than sitting there playing on a gadget.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 for ID. Yeah, I totally agree with that. Yeah, half the time at work, that's all I do is sit there all night and watch freaking stupid stuff on the internet just because there's nothing else to do. But, I mean, I don't know how the kids do it because I get tired of it real quick.
Yeah, I absolutely understand that. I've got many other hobbies. ID time, WRFE 702. Back to you.
I just got a better HD for my collection. I just picked up a Motorola not too long ago, so I can hit the Saginaw machine relatively decently from work. Kind of hard to hit anything from inside the building, but yeah, with me, I take the scanner with me and just kind of listen to what's going on, and that's how I pass the time.
Well, we're quite close, relatively speaking, but you're sounding great. What are you talking on right there?
I'm in the mobile right now. I got a Motorola CDM1550LX that I'm running.
Oh, fantastic. What kind of antenna? Is it Niyoga or Niyoga? I forget what they call the darn thing.
You're thinking of Nagoya, and it's some $20 tram antenna that I got off of where to get off of? Got it off of eBay or something, one of those shops on eBay.
Oh, yeah, nothing wrong with the tram. We used to A lot of guys used to run trams back in the CB radio days. I played a lot with them in the 70s and 1980s there, and a lot of guys run them trams. They used to run a lot of juice and things.
What was it? Shakespeare Super Big Stick up on the base there, along with the Cobra 2000 that was opened up. So yeah, those were the days. I got a CB here in the car every once in a while. I got a buddy that runs a shop over here in Bridgeport, so I talk to him and a couple of his buddies every once in a blue moon. But mostly it just sits there and looks pretty and collects dust.
Sounds like you're talking about Mr. Strickland over there.
Yeah, maybe.
I was just brain blocking, trying to think of his first name. Was it Terry? I forgot already.
Hey, you're close, Tony.
That's it, Tony. Yes, yes. Yeah, I've been over there several times. He helped me install one in my truck a couple years ago and stuff. I had I had a little Texas Star helper underneath the dash there, and what was that thing called? I forgot the name of the radio. They don't make them anymore. They're always Magnum One. They called them.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. He's done a lot on what he's done. He's been having a lot of health issues and stuff, but, you know, he's still alive and kicking. Was about 2 weeks ago I went over there to see him.
Okay, roger that. Yeah, I haven't talked to him in a couple of years. I got out of the whole CB thing. I had a good old Antron 99 on my roof here with a Ranger RCI 2950. Sitting on the bench with a little, just a little meter, power supply, nothing fancy. But the skip is rolling really good these last couple of years, and spent a lot of fun talking all over the place. I didn't catch your full numbers. What's your full call sign again?
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. First name is Paige. Papa Alpha India Golf Echo. And I'm going to need to kind of cut this off here because I just arrived at my destination. But it was a pleasure chatting with you, and, you know, your local, definitely hope to do it again.
Oh, sounds like fun, Paige. Look me up again. I'm always sitting here yanking on my little handheld. WRFV702, first personals, Ken. Kilo Echo in November. And we'll talk again soon. I'll be clear on your final.
Roger that, Ken. It's been a pleasure. Enjoy your day off as well. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. We'll be clear. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
What is all the racket?
WRVM 934.
Station 218, WIUG 488, copy.
This is WSFY587 calling from Michigan. How's the weather looking up north? Over.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Do you have a copy on me, sir?
This is WSF-587.
WIUG 488, copy.
WIUG 488, Jack, if you would pass a message along to him if he gets to you. Roads are fine, roads are clear. There are still some bands down south that are still coming through. Visibility is still drivable, roger.
Roger that, Bob. I heard him a couple of times. Roger.
I thought I heard him ask for the road and weather conditions up here. So we'll go ahead and clear the channel, Jack, and see if he comes back and you're able to hit him. We'll talk later, my friend. WRZD 544. Clear monitoring.
All right, Bob, take care. Have a good day. WIUG 488. Is that station out there still looking for weather? The station out there looking for the weather. Come on back again.
WSFY587, copy.
Says the station's 507, do you copy?
This is WSFY587. Are you referring to me? Over.
Yes, this is WIUG, 488, in Rochester Hills. Yeah, you were looking for the weather situation. He said, Dr. Bob at Sheboygan County, the roads are clear, and all the everything else is settled down that way. Roger.
This is WSFY587. Thank you.
No problem, anytime. Are you new for the GMRS?
Yes, I am new to this. Over.
Yes. My name is Jack, and I can help you out whenever you have a question, or whenever you have an antenna or radio, I will help you out with no problem. Roger?
Thank you. Over.
Yeah, no problem. Just, like I said, my name is Jack, and I'm WIUG 488. If you need help with an antenna, or you need help with the radio, or base station, or something like that, I know you're new, but what I want you to do is check this website, if you can. That's the MIH Systems. Roger?
Hold on a minute, please.
Yeah, no problem. Take your time.
Can you spell that website for me? Over.
Yes. MI number 8, MI8 dot systems with an S at the end. That's MI8 dot systems. It shows you the peers connection, and it shows you the all these repeaters here in Michigan connecting. Roger?
Sorry about that. Can you repeat that? MI8
The M I, M is in Mary, I is in I, 8, number 8, dot systems. Roger.
Over.
Yes, you got it?
OWRFB702, listening.
With an S at the end. Roger?
Yes, I do got it.
Okay. What is your location, by the way? I'm over here, Rochester Hills. What is your location? I didn't get that at all. Are you on a handheld? Okay, do me a favor. When you're on the handheld, hold up your handheld straight, and you can talk to me. You'll do a lot better, because you're fading out, too. And I know you're on the handheld. Roger? Yeah, now, do you have, is that a small antenna you have on that radio? I got a 3. Sorry. It's a long one. Okay. So you were inside the house, correct? Do me a favor. If you're inside the house, be by the window and hold your hand held straight. That way you can talk good, because you're fading out a lot. Roger? No problem. Take your time.
Say that, you idiot.
WIUG48, clear.
This is WFY587, copy. This is WSFY587, anyone copy?
WSDJ347, I copy you.
You are going in and out. This is WSFY587. Anyone copy? Over.
WSDJ347. I got a copy on you.
I forgot the other guy's call sign. I don't know if you heard it. He was talking about the MISSYSTEM.
Sir, that is correct. WRZP544. That's MI8 dot systems. Copy.
Yes, I do. Thank you. And one more question. Is there a way on that website, can I get in touch with, like, my local area? Because I'm in the state of Michigan. Over.
Sir, for identification purposes, WRZP 544, Bob here in Sheboygan County, sir. Yes, you'll be able to see all the repeaters here in Michigan and their footprint, and I also suggest you get mygmrs.com as well. Roger.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy your day, and as Jack said down there, he's always happy to lend a hand. He's very knowledgeable, and there's several people here that are more than willing to help you out with anything you need. And welcome to the community. Be safe. WRZP 544, clear monitoring the network.
Thank you. This is WSF signing off.
WRFV 7024, WRZP 544.
WRZP 544. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning, Bob. I was just listening in on your conversation there with the other guy. I heard you mention Jack's name. I just wonder if you could please give me Jack's call sign. I'd like to write it down for my list. I'm not new out here. I was out here a couple of years back and kind of jumped out of it, and then I've gotten back into it this month, so I'm just kind of catching up on the new people out there on the air. And I got your name and number here. I was just wondering if you could give me one for Jack.
Prepare to copy as follows. WIUG 488. I'll copy over.
That would be Jack, WIUG 488. Roger.
Good copy. All good copy. Well, welcome back into it. Yeah, much like yourself, longtime listener on many bands and frequencies, and was quite interesting when MI8 came to fruition here for us good people in Michigan. I'm very thankful they put the network together for us, Roger.
Yeah, I definitely copy that, Bob. I was out here a couple years ago talking to myself mostly. I made one friend up in Midland and briefly talked to somebody in Saginaw off the Saginaw repeater once, and that was about it. So I kind of lost interest, and now I see we got some more repeaters in here and a nice network set up. I was listening to the net last night there.
Station calling, please stand down. There's a CUSA conversation currently. And by the way, again, you are weak and unreadable. Weak and unreadable, sir. All right, back to you, sir. Yes, quite impressive. As a handicapped veteran myself, I quite often hunt and fish and avid photographer out and about in the old side-by-side any given time. So it's nice. And I also consider folks on this network to be a league of extraordinary gentlemen. Roger.
I definitely concur with you there, Bob. Absolutely, 100%. I believe you're down in the Farmington Hills area?
Chuckle, chuckles. No, sir. I'm at the tip of the mitt. I'm 25 miles south of the Mackinac Bridge, Roger.
Oh, okay. Copy that, Bob. I got you mixed up with someone else. Yeah, I'm just east of Frankenmuth myself. Down here in the thumb where it's sunny and dry right now. I understand you guys got a good whopping last day or so, and I don't envy you there. I do love it up there where you live, but you can keep that weather, at least the snow.
That, and a general reminder, we pause between communications or any emergency traffic on the network. Yes, I concur. We had some state records broken here. And then again this morning, south of us, some narrow bands got some more snow. But, yeah, we got slammed up here pretty good. I'm looking probably, now I get drifted where I'm at out in the country here. So, actually, I'd say maybe I got just around 2 foot here, Roger.
I definitely copy on the 2 foot. I'm getting a lot of other There's always an interference coming in here right now. Well, listen, Bob, I got to jump out of here anyway. I've got chores to do. It's my day off, and I got to get after it here, so I got to go get the oil changed in the old pickup truck. Well, it's definitely been a pleasure. I hope to get a hold of you soon again and some other friends and meet some new people out here. It's been a lot of fun so far. I just got the new radio back this week. I got a couple new ones, just some handhelds, and having a lot of fun with it. So WRFV 702, and I'll clear on your final.
Likewise, a pleasure having you in my receiving home this morning. Yeah, it's a great hobby to have, as you well aware. I don't think I've got anything with wheels that doesn't have at least a handheld in it. All right, a pleasure. Be safe. WRZPP, clear and monitoring the network.
WRWY 979, monitoring. As station up there by the thumb, this is WRWY 979.
This is WRFV 702. If you're howling for me, sir, go ahead.
Yeah, 702. This is Joe in Clinton Township, Michigan. Just wanted to let you know you're making a trip all the way down here. I think I'm on the Macomb site, Mount Clements. Roger.
Roger that, Joe. You're making a wonderful trip up here. You're one of the bigger signals I've heard this week. I'm running off the Mayville repeater, 550, up here in the thumb, and I guess they're working today. Would you confirm your numbers again, please? I'm writing everything down here. It was that WRWY 979.
Yep, that is a WRFV, and I'm operating on the 675-462-675 Macomb, the Mount Clements repeater, I believe it is. And my name is Joe, Juliet Oscar Echo, in Clinton Township, Michigan. Roger.
Roger that, Joe. Good to meet you. It's good to make some good friends out here. I've met a few real nice gentlemen out here. Yeah, the first name here is Ken, Kilo Echo November. And I've been playing around with these radios for a few years, but there just was no one out here yet. It was too new, I guess, you know. And originally it wasn't really set up for pleasure chatting anyway. I understand it's meant to be a more of a utility thing, but it's been a lot of fun getting out here and playing around anyway and making some new friends. I don't get to meet too many people anymore the hours I work, so I work the graveyard shift here in Saginaw, so it's hard to get out and socialize.
Yeah, Ken, I was just eating lunch, and I heard you talking with the other gentleman there, and just want to let you know both your signals are coming in very strong down here in Clinton Township, just off of the Macomb receive site, I believe. The transmit repeater, but I'm running a Bofang HT here, GMRS handheld inside the house with a rubber duck and whatever the power output is of that, and just a little handheld miniature radio. So I just thought I'd give you an idea of what you're hearing and that you're being heard to give a little feedback while I'm eating my lunch here, which I'll finish in just a second. So I'll let you add the last word there.
Oh, copy that, Joe. You're listening to basically the same radio you got. It's a Bofang GM5RH, whatever that is. But I believe it's 5 watts. These are those 5-watt models.
I've had some dashboard models for my pickup trucks before. Ocean, I had an Ocean KG XS 20, which was just that. It was about a 20 watter with a Midland MXT 826 magnet mount antenna, and it got out pretty good. It ran hot. The unit ran awfully hot for some reason, but other than that, it was a great talking radio. So I kind of got rid of all that stuff a couple years ago, and I'm just now getting back into it. So, yeah, enjoy your lunch, sir. I've got to get busy here. I got chores to do, so I'm going to say God bless and take care. WRFV 702, and we are clear.
Yeah, Ken. Yep, very good. You have a good day and the rest of the week. WRWY 979, good to be clear.
Truck drivers in Detroit. How is it in Detroit today? Over. Nevada, calling receiver in Detroit, in Detroit, in Detroit, in Detroit, available to open.
radio check.
Sounding good into Genesee County, WSDV 439.
WSFW 542 standing by. WSFW 542 standing by.
WRFX 966 mobile standby. WRWR 357 mobile.
WSAI 620, how's it going?
I'm freezing my butt off, but it's going good. You know, back like a month ago when it was still kind of warm, I was like, man, I'm cool. I didn't want to do it this much.
Yeah, I'm just now coming back from Alabama. It was quite a bit warmer down there. I'm glad I brought my Carhartt with me for the way back.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind being in Alabama right now instead of here, but my sister sent me a picture from, you know, she lives in Western New York State, and they got like 10 inches. So...
Yeah, I bought a brand new snowblower about, it's got to be 3 years ago now, and I've only used it maybe once, so we haven't really gotten that much snow lately, but I'm glad we didn't get slammed like Buffalo did.
Yeah, my family's been pretty lucky the last couple of years. About 3.5 years ago, well, not counting this upcoming winter, but 3 winters ago, I bought a Grand Cherokee, put nice tires on. I was all ready. I'm like, I was sick of driving a little Jetta in the snow. And haven't really had any serious snow since I bought it. Kind of bummed me out. I wanted to go out blasting through the snow.
Well, it's better to have than, or what is it? Have and not need than need and not have, right?
Yeah, I agree. I don't mind the snow. If it could somehow fall on everywhere but the roads, I would be happy. But it's that commute to and from work, and that's the hassle I get sick of. I have nothing I hate worse than waking up and realizing I gotta drive like an hour in a snow-covered road.
Yeah, it's not always fun. I drive my work van every day for work, and it's rear-wheel drive, and it does not have posies, so I get one-wheel drive in the snow. It's a lot more fun in my Subaru, I must say.
Well, hopefully this work van will not take a bunch of supplies and not too slippery. But I know the pain. I had a old style Cherokee, and it just had a rear wheel drive, and that thing was so light, and man, it made me. It taught me to be a good driver in the snow. That's for sure.
Yeah, I always wanted one of those older Cherokees with the inline six engine. Those are nice trucks. They're just hard to find around here in good condition because they get rusted out too quickly. That's what's kind of funny about traveling to the south. You see a bunch of old vehicles with zero rust on them, and it really makes you wish you lived somewhere else sometimes, because I'm a car guy, and I like to keep my vehicles as long as possible, but eventually the corrosion takes over. WSAI 620.
Yeah, I'm a car guy, too, and I agree 100%. It always smells when I'm talking, I see all those clean older vehicles. Because I like working on stuff from the 90s, early 2000s. That's when I first started driving, was the early 90s. And so a lot of that stuff is nostalgic, and I'd like to buy some of it, like those Cherokees. But also that inline motor was a good one. I had two vehicles that both went over 300,000 miles without having to do anything to those motors.
Yeah, it's going to be really hard to get another vehicle that can do that kind of mileage these days. Seems like everything is disposable. I've been sticking with Toyota because they tend to be more reliable, but even the newer Toyotas are having issues, so I guess that's just the world we live in now.
Yeah, it is. It is definitely the case, and everything now. There's so much electronics, on it. All this logos and stuff, and kind of weird electrical glitches can be a nightmare to track down. I just had to deal with it a little bit. I had to have a drive control module. There's no way I would have known it was that, and it was causing like mechanical type issues.
Yeah, that's why that era of vehicles you're talking about, the 90s and early 2000s, was perfect, because everything had fuel injection and all the new fancy stuff you'd want, but they didn't have any of the goofy stuff you didn't need, like throttle by wire and all kinds of VVT and all that. It was like just reliable enough and not a pain in the rear like carburetors were.
Yeah, that's a good point. It wasn't a long period, just 15, 20 years. To have that enough modern amenities, but still simple enough. But they keep wanting to make everything more and more complicated, and running more power through, these smaller engines, and just doesn't have the same reliability.
I mean, there's engineers that get paid a lot of money to overcomplicate the hell out of everything to get an extra mile per gallon or, you know, whatever the case might be. But unfortunately, I have a vehicle that's completely mechanically sound that's sitting in my driveway right now because it's got a bad body control module. And we actually got like a lemon law case and got paid out for the rest of the lien, and now I don't know what to do with it. So I'm either going to scrap it or see if somebody wants to buy it and try to get it working again. But, yeah, it's like intermittent. It kind of goes in a limp mode at least once a day. You got to reset codes and things like that. But it's a bummer because it's actually a nice vehicle. It doesn't have any issues. It has like a tiny exhaust leak is the only issue it has. So, yep, got a lot of electronics that get older, and who knows? I mean, it came from Louisiana. It could have been water damage. I have no idea. But, yeah, there's beauty to simplicity, but at the same time, all the modern technology does a lot of cool things, too.
Yeah, they take a nice, simple motor, and then you got to, like, add a variable belt timing and then a turbo and then, you know, some fuel-saving system that shuts down cylinders or turns the motor completely off as when you stop, and then, you know, all sorts of monitoring that goes on and adjusts fuel ratios and all that kind of stuff, and it can't have simplicity and have without the reliability.
Yeah, don't forget all the emissions stuff they put in there too, like sucking in crankcase fumes and, you know, feeding it back into the intake and clogging up your throttle body. And now you got these direct gasoline injection vehicles, and now the intake ports get all clogged up because there's nothing to clean all the crap out of the inside of the valves.
Yeah, and the irony with those direct injected motors is you know, a lot of them, you know, now for whatever reasons, you know, to be more green or whatever, they want you to go, you know, 10,000 miles, you know, interchange, oil interchange intervals, and that's what's recommended from the factory, and, but, you know, running oil longer is what causes more, you know, of them fumes to be recirculated back, causing more, you know, of a buildup in your intake.
Hey, man, I tell you what, if I was a car salesman, I would sell you a car that never needs its oil changed.
Yeah, no kidding. And you know what? You'll find people that have never changed oil in their car. I've run across one or two. You look, you know, you ask them about the oil, and they look at you like, oh, I got to change that? Or like these, you know, it's not near as bad, but these transmissions that they sell, and they want to tell me that, oh, it's, you know, it's a lifetime fluid in them. I'm like, yeah, right. It's just a scam.
Yeah, my wife Highlander is, I think she's at like 120K now. And getting that time where if I don't drain and refill the ATF in it now, it's going to be a lost cause. So got to do that soon, some cleaner fluid in there. I don't believe in the whole flushing thing, but, I mean, yeah, drain it and top it off, get some fresher fluid in there. It'll do a couple more miles.
Yeah, I'm in agreement there, that flushing business. Either going in reverse direction or anything like that, that always scares me. But I mean, as long as if you're, you know, you got that interval, whatever, 30, 60,000 miles, and you're just draining the whatever in the pan and changing the filter and filling it back up again, you should never have a problem.
Yeah, I'm one of the weird guys that's not a huge fan of automatic transmissions. Manuals are so much more reliable and they last a lot longer anyway. But here in the U.S., you can't find them anymore. I think the only vehicle you can really get with a manual these days is either like a souped-up sports car or like a Toyota Tacoma. And I think that's pretty much it. I don't think anything GM or Ford or anything has a manual as an option anymore. And I think that has something to do with the EPA. I think they want to be able to, control your gearing to keep the miles per gallon in a certain range.
Yeah, you're right. That's all I used to drive when I was younger. We always get stick shifts. I just liked them better, and for the reliability reason. You're right. There's not many that are available yet. I mean, other than like maybe like your Jeep Wranglers and your Ford Broncos, those are the only ones I can think of. But you're not gonna go out and get some sedan or some big SUV with a stick shift.
Yeah, I'm kind of bummed out about it. I got a 2002 Subaru Impreza, the station wagon, and I love that thing. It's a 5-speed, but it's starting to get real rusty, and unless I buy a nice welder and really start getting into replacing body panels on it, it's just going to end up, withering away. So I've been thinking about possibly getting a newer vehicle, but I feel like nothing nowadays really fits what I'm looking for. I mean, maybe like if I could find me like an older Land Cruiser or like an SJ, I like Jeeps, but I've never been a Chrysler guy. I mean, my uncle's a mechanic, and he always told me my whole life, don't buy Chrysler products. So I try to stay away from them, but we'll see. I might just stick it out and try to fix up the Subaru a little bit. It still runs, has no issues. I do got to change the valve head, or the head, not the head gasket, but the valve cover gaskets on it, because they're leaking like hell. But, I mean, the whole thing is mechanically sound, never really had any bad issues with it.
There is something satisfying about driving a vehicle that's paid off that you've done your own mechanic work on. But if you find yourself down in Alabama, find some clean Southern vehicle down there from the 90s or early 2000s. Actually, if I could find something ideal, it'd be one of them old classic Cherokees with the inline six and a stick shift, preferably rust-free. But those are about the only things that Cherokees and Grand Cherokees are the only Chrysler vehicles that I've ever been a fan of. I'm like you. If I could afford a Toyota at the time when I bought this Grand Cherokee, I would have rather gone 4Runner.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. They're so pricey these days. I mean, even if you get something a little bit older, even the used car market is pretty pricey still. I wish you could still buy like a base model vehicle where you don't have all the bells and whistles. It's just, can't even get manual windows in a car anymore. I wish you could really dumb it down, because that's all I need, just a simple vehicle. I don't need anything with all the new technologies and the touch screens and the creature comforts and all that. I just really want to get from A to B and do it without having to worry about anything breaking on the damn thing.
You mentioned earlier the base Tacoma is about the one vehicle you can go get with all just manual windows and locks and that dead simple 2.7 4-cylinder. They're like super reliable. So that's your best bet if you want to get something like that. But I bought here about 3 years ago, and I was looking at lease returned 3-year-old Grand Cherokees, and they're in the low 20s, and I couldn't find a 4Runner for under 30 grand that didn't have, and even then they had 30, they were 100,000 miles and 4 or 5 years old.
Yeah, exactly, and I'm I mean, I grew up kind of poor, so all my first vehicles were, you know, old 1970s vehicles. My first one was a 78 K5 Blazer, and I love that truck. That's what taught me how to rebuild carburetors and, you know, all that stuff. Ended up getting rid of that. Got an old 80s IROC Z because I wanted something a little cooler, I guess. And that thing lasted me a while, but just started getting too rusted out. The floorboards were gone on it, and got rid of that. And that's when I got the Subaru, and I've had it since. And that thing lasted me quite a while. And I've never paid more than $10,000 for a car in my life until I bought my wife's car. And she's had it for about five. I think I bought it in 2020. So yeah, 4 years. And it was 2015 Highlander, the limited, you know, with just the sunroof and a couple of the fancy options on it. And I mainly got it because the engine and transmission combination on that vehicle is really tried and true and super reliable. But yeah, we paid $19,000 for that. You know, it was an old car with cigarette burns on the interior. And I think it was a Canadian vehicle as well that I think that maybe they changed the dash to the miles per hour speedometer, but all the HVAC controls are in Celsius. Kind of interesting.
Yeah, you got to pay the Toyota tax, that's for sure. But anyways, I'm at my destination, and you sound like you're right at the edge of your range there. You're starting to break up a lot. So, man, it was good talking to you. This is WRWR357. Catch you again on the air sometime.
Awesome, yeah. Thanks for the chat. I haven't been on the air in a while. And, yeah, same to you. I'll catch you around. Have a good one. WSAI 620.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Seabury, 10 mobile monitoring.
WSTY 42 mobile.
H42, I believe you said. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. Good evening.
IDO. It is rolling down 21. It's been a minute since I drove a minivan. Man, these things are like go-karts.
I'm rolling, where the heck am I? 75 southbound, dispatch at 2369 Airport, Mass.
Ah, okay. Which system are you coming in on? I'm on the flip system.
I just switched over recently from the Saginaw system. I'm on the Flint one now, and then in a little while, I guess I'm going to drop out of Flint, and then I'll pick up the Detroit one on my way down.
Okay, yeah. That's a good system. You got to love it. There's, well, we can't do it with GMRS, but I don't think we could, but with the P25 APCO system, you can trunk, and I believe it follows you. You don't have to do nothing. You just stay on the radio, and you switch towers as you come to the next one.
A little bit familiar with that system, not a tremendous amount, but yeah, that sounds pretty neat. Yeah, may I just keep pushing the button as I travel along? I've never actually used the Detroit machine. I think I trunked it once when I was down that way, but never had the opportunity to really use it, so we'll see how that goes tonight.
I think that's hilarious how that ancient term has still gone on. Kerchunkin the repeater. Way back in the day of the GE Master II and beyond.
Yes, I just dated myself there. I just turned 54, so I'm not terribly old. Just feel it.
Well, I'm not there yet myself. I just turned 46 the other day. Well, I say the other day, it was in November now.
Yeah, 54 in the middle of November there. Yeah, I remember the good old days with trunking, and back when trunking was itself was just first coming out, you know, and you could actually follow it on the scanner, but it kept switching the control channel, so you had to keep switching your scanner around to lock out the control channels. Yeah, those were the days.
Yeah, I was going to do a demonstration in my office today to show the guys how various modes of communication works, digital analog, and various digital modes operate. But I got busy, and that didn't happen. And I'm in the middle of programming a 6-meter radio. I'm trying to build, I got to go back through it. I got to build out this max track, but I'm going to have to buy some brass screws and go in and reset the front end on it so I can get it right where I want. And then I got to change over the rear end so I can get 60 watts out of it.
Man, that sounds like fun. I have to say, my favorite radio, if you want to go vintage Motorola, is the old Spectras with the humongous control heads that had the full keypad on it. That's probably one of my favorites as far as older Motorola stuff. I'm using a 1550LS right now in the mobile, and I'm pretty satisfied with that. You know, granted, it's baseline radio, nothing too fancy, but, you know, it does what I need it to do.
Yeah, I can't complain about that. Actually, those are my favorite radios as well. Recapping them and live, we just recapped a whole bunch of Spectra control heads and Astro Spectras. I keep a 486 to program them. And, yeah, I got a lot of those units.
Yeah, they're dinosaurs. I mean, good luck trying to find a place to mount them in your car anymore. But, yeah, those are pretty tough, solid radios there.
Yeah. I got a huge dash on my daily truck. My one dump truck's just got a forever going dash. And it's got if I had any non-11 segment display Spectra, it would fit in the dash in one of the slots, but I just run the control head up onto there and call it a day. One for VHF, one for UHF.
That
would have
been the holy grail if they made a dual band.
There is a way to do it. It's called the dual drawer cable.
Never even heard of it. I know there's one of the newer portables I think Motorola has. I forgot if it's one of the APX series or something that's supposed to do VHF and UHF. I almost want to say it'll do the 800 also, but I think that that's kind of pushing it a little bit. I just kind of remember glancing at it.
I'll be right back. I'll make a quick stop. W2842.
Roger that. If I cop out the system, have a good one. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. We'll be monitoring.
WSCY-842 is back mobile.
Welcome back, Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
Well, what was your favorite Motorola HT? Mine was the HT1000, no, the MT1000, then the HT1000, and now I love the XTS5000.
My first Motorola portable was an HT600, believe it or not, and also followed through with that up to the HT1000, and then, somebody turned me on to, I want to say the Sabres. I think they were the ones that you could shoot out a signal to find out if somebody else knew it was on the air or not. And I kind of had one of those for a little bit. Back in the day, though, I really wasn't too keen on the Motorola stuff for ownership just because it was such a pain in the butt to get it programmed. So now it's a lot easier to get the older stuff. You can get it programmed yourself. Trying to hit the repeater, but you're chucking it.
you're back again. Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to say, is you've got a lot more crackle on you. Are you on an HD or a mobile?
I'm on a mobile.
You might want to bump your power setting up or something. I'm on an HD, but for whatever reason, I come in from Owosso. I don't know, M21 must be the duct in the Flint. Well, this is WSEY pulling into the barn, so I'll be off the air for a bit. WSEY 842.
Is your thing working?
Sounds like it.
Thank you very much.
Oh, isn't that fun?
WRZF 865, monitoring.
WSET 544, WQCJ 969, copy.
WSET 544, WQZ 969, copy.
Gotcha, 544, where you at?
I'm currently just getting back into orbit.
That's not too bad. What repeater are you on?
I'm on the blender here. I'm getting real good from mom's house. Right now I'm still kind of a little bit wet.
Yeah, you're a little scratchy, but you're pretty readable.
Yeah, we just got stopped and stuff. I forgot at home, so I had to go to the Walmart. Now I'm going to grab a bike and go back. I've got a lot of work now.
If I copied you correctly, you sounded like you were getting ready to head back because you got plenty of work in the shop. Is that correct?
WSEZ 571 radio check.
WSDJ 347. Go ahead, radio check. KFA-CGW, oop, wrong call sign, WSDJ 347 monitoring.
WSDJ 544, WDJ 969, copy.
WRVZ 525 mobile.
Mobile monitoring.
Calling. Here is WRVJ 258 in East Point. Go ahead. You are a fair copy here in East Point. Perhaps speak a little louder or closer and we'll get more audio from you, but you are making it into the system. This is Jim, WRVJ 258 in East Point.
Okay, Jim, we got you. It's Chris, WRKR 630. Got me. I'm out here in Belleville, Michigan.
Okay, Chris. Far better copy now. Far better. And we got you in Belleville. Yep, good trip. Making it well. So you're doing fine. WRVJ 258.
All right, thanks, Jim, for the radio check. I was just trying to see if I could get out, and this is all working good. So thank you, Jim, and WRKR 630 will be clear on your final.
WRKR 630 in Belleville, Michigan, WRVJ 258 in East Point, Michigan. Okay, very good, Chris. Yep, hopefully we'll catch you. Take care. Try and stay warm. 7-3, as we say in ham radio, from WRVJ 258.
Seven threes.